All right, in this episode, a Game of Thrones actress basically dashes fans' hope of a big, stony storyline.
And one of our favorites is back, True Blood. We're going to talk about the season premiere and tell you what we thought about it.
And also, Jesse Spano is back popping caffeine pills, this time on Lifetime.
This is the Gal and the Gay.
All right, welcome to episode 41 of A Gal and a Gay. I'm Mick.
Yeah, I'm Kitty. Thanks for joining us. We had a little bit of a debacle before we started recording.
Who's sitting in the captain's chair?
Well, we were both trying
to figure out what the
hell was going on. We kept trying recording and it wouldn't do anything. And apparently we tried everything and then it was just a simple button that we had.
That you clicked on accident. That's all right. You're still learning.
I am still learning.
Right. That's why you need a good co-pilot. That'd be me. I'm like the Chewbacca in this scenario.
Uh-huh.
Always reliable.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Also super airy.
Wait a minute. Weird. Weird. That you just made things awkward.
That's what I'm good at.
Yes, you are. I'm not hairy. Thank you.
He's not. I just like the idea of you being covered in fur.
Well, with you petting the cats, normally covered in fur. Oh, cats, I'm surprised they still have skin after you're done petting them. You're a rough petter.
I am not a rough petter.
Yes, you are. Poor cat.
I am not. He loves me.
That's why the dog stays away from you at this point.
He loves me, too.
He does. He definitely does. How was your week?
It was good. Overwhelming.
Kitty started her new job.
I did start my new job. So
she's finally in normal hours.
It's amazing. It's changed my life already. I already feel so much better being a normal person. Well, being normal hours, I should say.
Okay, all right. That's good.
But it was just, you know, it's a lot of learning and stuff. So it was a little overwhelming. Like, so, you know. That's why our podcast is a little late, just because we've both been a little busy with our new jobs, so.
Right.
Yeah. So we finally found a time to sit down and do it, so.
Right. You want to I know. They're going back and forth, like a little, like they're like making a U around these trees. Anyway, we apologize. We are scatterbrained right now. It's been a week or a little bit more since we actually did a real
culture one. Yeah, we did our Game of Thrones last week. Week before last. Right. No, was that last week? It was last week. Yes, it was. God, what day is it?
Right.
Where am I?
We have no idea. No idea. So this is going to be a great podcast.
It's just been crazy. I had to work Saturday too, and so that just sort of threw everything off. And it was just, anyway.
We're back on track though.
Yes.
We're back on track.
So we have a lot of stuff to get to, so hopefully this won't turn into a two-hour podcast.
It will not. We have True Blood to watch.
Well,
tonight.
I know that's true. We do have True Blood, so we need to speed this along. So we're going to start with TV news.
All right, my favorite, I would say one of my favorite late night host. Because you consider Chelsea Handler a late night.
She's late night.
Yeah. I mean, I love Jimmy Fallon. I love David Letterman. But Chelsea Handler, I mean, she's fantastic.
She is. She's really funny.
Yeah. She is great, you know, very sarcastic. Mm-hmm. I like. She's funny. She's, you know, kind of dirty. It's kind of fun. It's always fun. I really thought she would end up, the big news, if you haven't heard, she is going to Netflix.
She's getting a Netflix series, which is, they haven't really done, they've never done something like this, where it's a talk show.
Right.
Is it going to be nightly? I mean, is it something, like, how is that going to work, is what I wonder.
That's what everyone's kind of waiting to figure out. Like, they're not really sure. I mean, here's the thing. They can't, you know, a couple years ago, they came out that they're going to do original programming with Orange is the New Black. Mm-hmm. And it was like, Orange is the New Black. What? And now, look, it's a massive hit. It works.
Yes, in House of Cards, you know, and it has a couple other series, and they're working on more series. So, I mean, Netflix is really
right.
knocking it out of the park with mm-hmm. original programming. So,
but I don't know, you know about a talk show.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
know
it's
how that
different. Works. Yeah, it's because of the talk shows. I wonder how it's going to be. Like, because you can't just do 13 episodes of a talk show, put it all up at once, you know. So,
especially if you want it to be really timely.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, yeah. she's still with E until mm-hmm. August. That's when her show will go off the air. And basically, from what I've read, it seems like it. You know, this isn't going to even start until 2016.
Oh gosh! Wow.
So there's
yeah.
some time.
So there's some time. Yeah, to get that figured out, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I guess she's working on some comedy specials that will air next year. Some of her stand-up specials,
mm-hmm.
and then I guess a docu-comedy specials before the show launches.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see. I mean, no one really knows because this is something that's never been done. And,
yeah.
But it's exciting that Netflix is taking chances and
yes.
really now, I mean, that's
and I mean, she, I mean, they're going to have the audience because she's very popular now mm-hmm. that her show's ending. The people who do watch her are going
right.
to go to Netflix to watch it. Absolutely. So, I mean, I think it's a smart move on their part.
I really thought she was going to end up at CBS.
I know.
For Craig Ferguson
yeah.
spot or something. I just feel like another white dude.
Have they
announced?
No, they haven't replaced him yet.
No.
Yeah.
But, you know, just a couple weeks ago, Arsenio Hall was canceled. And
yeah.
his show was actually picked up for a second season.
Yeah.
But it was, the ratings just
yeah.
weren't there. It, you know, it just,
yeah,
it started off strong and then just dropped off. So, it sucks. I really like Arsenio Hall. I always thought he was a fun host and, you know, but it didn't work. So, well, speaking of Orange is the New Black, I am close to finishing season two.
You need to finish
very
season
close.
Two.
It's
very good.
It's been so good.
It's really good. The characters this season are
right.
amazing.
Yeah, they've really,
yeah.
they've kind of changed it up and they've kind of gone a little, they've definitely gone deeper into some of our favorite characters.
Yeah, I know.
From season one and... What I like about it is when you see, like, it's going to be one of the, you know, Tasty's episode.
Yes, yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I know how this is going to, how this is going to play out. I know that she's, something's going to happen with her kid, you know, kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
thing. And it didn't, or I know how she's going to get in prison.
Yeah.
And then it's like, no, that's
no.
not how she got in prison. So good.
It's
I
really
was,
good.
I was
wait till you get
surprised.
To Rose's, the lady with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
They go into her backstory. It's awesome. She was probably my favorite this season. One of my favorites.
Oh, really?
But yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
The one that really surprised me, and I'm trying to find the actress's name. Oh, Lorna. That one surprised me.
Which one is that?
Lorna, she is the one that does all the hair.
Oh, makeup. Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah. Hers was really
that
good,
was
too.
Crazy.
Yes, hers was really good, too. Yeah. Crazy.
Ugh.
Yes. Really good.
Because she, you know, she's been getting married, you know.
Yeah. Just
married.
Talking about this guy so much. And it's, yeah. I don't want to give anything away if y'all haven't watched it. But, yeah. And you're like, oh, holy crap. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. It's crazy.
So.
Yeah, but anyway, there's some news for next season.
Mm-hmm.
We know Laura Prepon's coming back, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Laura Prepon.
And apparently she's me in every episode.
Yeah, so that's good. I mean, because there
right.
was... I remember when after season one, there was some talk that she might not be able to do season two and all that stuff, but she was in it quite a bit. And, you know, so she'll be back for season three, which I'm, you know, which I'm glad
mm-hmm.
Happened. So I like her a lot. And then Mary Steenburgen's going to be in it.
I love
and
her.
I think she's going to be really good. I forgot when I was reading her... what her role is going to be.
Right. And I saw the article, but I didn't read it because I don't want to know. Because she's going to end up being connected to one of the characters from what we understand.
Yes, that's right. Yes, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah. And
so we're not going to give it away. I mean,
no, I'm not going to give it away because you didn't want to give it away.
Right.
I won't. But if, yeah, she's going to be super... Yeah.
She's one of my favorite
she's
actresses.
So good in everything she's in. Ugh. So I think it's going to be good. She's going to be great on that show.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun to watch.
And she's married to Ted Danson.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the
movie. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Been married a long time.
Look forward to that, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
That's next season. So another
right.
year from now.
Right.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, another June. That's
yeah.
that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm kind of glad I'm kind of spacing this out a little bit. I feel like binge watch all the time, and it's just like you have to wait so much longer. I could not, and I know you started Game of Thrones that way.
Uh-huh.
But I'm glad I don't binge watch Game of Thrones.
Really?
Yeah, I want it spread out a little bit. I don't want to, oh, it's all in
yeah.
April, and
yeah.
then you have to
yeah.
wait a year.
I kind of like, I'm glad that I binge watched it, though, because I remember things.
Well,
like, you know,
true.
It
right.
was easier for me to remember, it was easier to remember things for this season, because
mm-hmm.
if I had watched it, you know, like, I wouldn't remember stuff from season one, and I still don't, but,
right.
you know, it's easier to be like, oh, yeah, that
Well, true,
yeah, yeah,
I guess it's true
yeah.
with Game of Thrones, because there are times where, but they're so good. The thing about Game of Thrones I like is that they're so good of doing the previously on.
Yes, they're really good about that.
With.
Exactly. Like, they'll show you something that pertains to that current episode.
Right.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
wish Orange is the New Black did that.
I did, too, because there was a lot that I didn't remember.
I'm trying
you
to
know?
Think if House of Cards did that.
Yeah, I haven't watched that yet.
That's
I know. It's on my list.
So
it's on my list.
So good.
I know.
You're going through your list, though.
I am. I'm getting through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just finished Orphan Black.
Mm-hmm.
Both seasons.
Oh, so...
Yes.
I'm still a couple episodes away
from
the
it's so good. They need to give her an Emmy.
They really do.
She needs an Emmy.
Well, there was an uproar this last time because she
yeah.
wasn't even nominated.
She needs to be nominated
right.
because she is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to say too much, but I mean, just... It's amazing because
mm-hmm.
you forget that she's one actress.
Right.
I'm going to say that. You forget she's one actress.
Playing all these different parts.
Yeah, all these different parts. Like,
mm-hmm.
she's... It's amazing. So, yeah.
Right.
So, she needs it.
I would love to see, like, I don't know if it's, like, their DVD release or whatever of their season. I want to know how they go into the planning of a new character.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
You know, what can you do? What, you know, like,
know.
It seems like she can do anything.
I know. Well, yeah. Yeah. So there's some things in season two you're like, oh, wow. So
right.
'cause they introduced at least one more
mm.
in season two. Yeah. And I want to know what the acting process is. Like, how does she, because she's acting off of herself a lot, you know?
Right.
So how does that,
mm-hmm.
how does she do that? How does it work?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's amazing. You know, because you forget that she's
right.
one actress playing these different parts.
Well, and it's one of those things, I guess, you know, technology has come along so
yeah.
far that you can't tell
no. Mm-mm.
the difference.
Mm-mm.
It's like, well, and plus the characters, I just,
yeah, I
you
know.
Forget.
You forget.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say enough good things about the show. Y'all have to watch it.
Oh,
you haven't
yeah.
watched it. It is so good.
Yeah, who got you on that show?
You did.
Okay, all right. Just wanted to make sure we have that on record. It was good.
Anyway, Star Trek.
Also talking about Netflix.
Yes, they're thinking about rebooting Star Trek on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know about reboot.
Is it not so much a reboot? They're making a new series.
Yeah.
Is that what they're, yeah, that's what they're going to make a new series on
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Yeah.
No, that's not.
Yeah, Netflix. Again, Netflix. Here we go. Another
yeah.
another show that Netflix is looking at bringing
oh, yeah.
another
yeah, they're
making another Enterprise crew
yeah.
To screen. Obviously, there have been several Star Trek Trek series, and it looks like they're ready to start a new one. And I think it's time. I think
yeah,
we're
I think
ready.
It's time. Yeah.
I think a few of the series, I haven't watched all of the Star Trek series. I'm not a huge Star Trek fan,
no,
but I remember as a kid, I watched Next Generation
mm-hmm.
every Saturday night.
I watched it with my dad.
And it was great. And
yeah.
the thing I liked about even the original series and Next Generation is they were exploring
mm-hmm.
the universes and galaxies and all that. I feel like there were a few Enterprise series that... They didn't really follow. That's the whole goal, or not goal, but mission of the Enterprise is to seek out strange new worlds
uh-huh.
and things like that. And some of the series, they really didn't follow that. So I think that's where they kind of kind of went wrong.
So I mean, if they do pick this up and develop it, I think it's going to be a hit because I mean, Star Trek is
mm-hmm.
iconic, and people are always going to be
oh, yeah.
interested in watching it. So. You know, again, Netflix is just, man.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they definitely do.
Yeah.
Okay, also, kind of in the geeky realm that we like to live in. I think Gotham is the one series that I am looking forward to.
I would say, yeah.
Extremely
I think it's one of my
to.
Yeah top look forward to shows of next season. So,
mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people are, too. So, yeah. So they put out a video of the villains. Mm-hmm. And it looks awesome.
Right. And they did pictures, too. Mm-hmm. Teaser posters of who do we have? We had Selena Kyle, the girl who's going to turn into Catwoman. Oswald Cobblepot, who is
the penguin.
And also, who I'm very interested to learn more about is Fish Mooney, which is played by Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, yeah. She looks really good.
Really good.
She looks really good. Yeah, it's Fish Mooney. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, I mean, this is a new character.
Yeah,
Fish is not in any comics.
I think she's going to be really good.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I'm excited. Yeah.
And then there's the girl who plays Poison Ivy.
Oh, yeah.
So, that was also in
there.
But, yeah, it's... And, again, there's some TV critics that they've screened the first episode, and they're like, if this series can keep up with that pilot episode, they're like, it's going to be a huge...
Let's hope so.
Right. I'm pretty sure that Fox wouldn't greenlight a project like this unless they had some things mapped out.
I would think so, too, yeah. I mean, that's just, yeah. I don't think that's just something you throw together and hope it works.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see, on Mondays at 8...
Exciting.
That is exciting. That'll be the point to look forward to on Mondays.
Right.
Fun.
At least they didn't put it on Sundays. Sundays are so packed.
It's enough.
Right.
Don't put it on Sunday. There are so many shows I have to compete with on Sunday as it is. So.
Especially Big Brother. You're a Big Brother fan.
Oh, yeah, no. You're the Big Brother fan.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm a fan.
Well, I already told you.
I know. But I do need that series. That is just, I don't even have to watch the TV. I can just play.
I don't understand.
And it's like these little, like, I watched probably the second season, which was 16 seasons ago, I think.
Has it been on that long?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Wizard. Oh, cool. Sorry.
We live in an animal refuge. Look at it.
Cool. We just saw a lizard in the backyard.
Look at it go! Yeah.
Cool. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that. That was awesome.
Saw all kinds of critters running around.
Yeah. A storm is a coming.
It's coming. That's right.
I don't know what I was talking about. Oh, Big Brother.
Big Brother.
It's just fun. It's just fun. Like, you know, there's a country. I mean, they.
Yeah.
It's just. Mindless.
I'm just not.
My niece is.
I know. I know. She's really into it.
She watches all the live feeds. It consumes
pretty
much.
That's crazy.
Right. I think so too.
That's a little
overboard. But people are like that. They're just like, they love it. I don't love it that much. But you know what I like? It's just fun to kind of see. You know, it's this huge social experiment.
It is. That's
and the
true.
Way I look at it is like, you know, there some of the situations they're put in, it's like, okay. I feel like at work sometimes we're put in those, you know, these situations where it's like, I should...
Well, here's the dog.
you know, that how would I handle that situation? Mm-hmm. Maybe I should rethink how I approach something and things like that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
I know you're not going to watch it, but...
No, probably not. No, not going to watch it. Just not my cup of tea, but I'm glad that you enjoy it.
No, shut up. God. Anyway, well, the one thing we both enjoy, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, we do, of course.
And we have a good idea of where the series is headed.
Yeah, I think so.
As many books. We have not read the books.
But we do a lot of online research.
Wikipedia for me.
We're both not, we don't care about spoilers, like, we want to know, so.
Right,
yeah.
I do want to know.
Yeah, I do want to know.
But pretty soon, we're going to run into a point
where
nobody
knows.
No one is
nobody,
know.
Exactly.
And that's exciting.
That is exciting. Yeah.
But, so, kind of spoiler alert. If you don't want to...
Yeah, a little spoiler.
From what we're about to talk about. Anyway, there was this big... If you don't know and you hadn't read, good for you. I'm glad you avoided it.
Mm-hmm.
But there was... Everyone was expecting something to happen at the end of season 4.
Yes.
It did not happen.
Did not happen.
And so, people reached out to a certain actress asking about this, and she basically crushed.
Yeah, she basically
said,
nope, not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all.
As far as I know, this particular character is pretty big in the books.
Right.
Yeah. So, it's like, I don't know, a lot of people were upset. that it's not going to happen, or, you know, they say it's not going to happen, but, you know, who knows? Right. They might be just keeping this under wraps because it's
as
a big deal.
It's
yeah.
a huge thing.
So it's not something, you know, they want people to expect.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and this is a character that is still in the books. I mean...
Yeah, exactly.
And this character runs into other characters
yeah.
that are on their journey or whatever, so I don't know how they... Game of the show has never completely not done a big storyline.
Yes.
You know, the Red Wedding, the Purple Wedding.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
all
true.
This stuff.
That's true.
They're going to do it.
Yeah,
they're going to.
They
do
have
it. I mean,
to.
They have to.
They
do
have
it.
To.
Right.
I would think.
But it's a point where this is where it should have come
yes.
into play at
yes.
the end of season four.
Yes.
But the thing is, like, and we were talking that the series is so big that there are times where, you know, actors are on a different continent
uh-huh.
filming scenes. They don't even see the other actors.
I know. Well, yeah,
all.
Exactly.
And this is a thing where I think the beginning of this person's storyline again, they wouldn't even interact with any of the main cast.
Mm-hmm.
So it's even if they film these scenes, you're not going to know about it. And HBO can make it more of a surprise.
Yes.
So I don't believe it. But again, you have to think, this actress... She couldn't have come out and said they're going to do it.
Yeah, no, she can't say, yeah, totally, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, you can't always trust these things because there's some things that keep under wraps and they work really hard to keep under wraps so that, you know, so,
right.
you know, or, you know, maybe they haven't started filming it, you know, maybe they just haven't gotten to that point yet.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right, because
maybe she really doesn't know.
Right, well, they're at a point where the next book that they're going to start pulling from doesn't have hardly any of the main cast
uh-huh.
in it.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yes.
Anyway.
I don't know. Well, and also, next season, we're going to see Dorne, finally. Like, they are going to go to Dorne. Mm-hmm. So that's where Prince Oberyn's from. That's where Cersei's daughter is, mm-hmm. you know, and all that stuff. So we're going to see that place. And that's where all the wine is, apparently. That's mm-hmm. what it's in the books. But yeah, so we'll see that. Too bad Oberyn won't be there, but...
Yep.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Already... Already looking forward to next season of Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can't wait. All right, moving on to another HBO show that we love, True Blood.
It took over for the time slot.
It did. Now that's done, True Blood's up. And so the season premiere was last weekend. So we're just going to quickly talk about what we thought about the first season premiere. So here we go. Here's our True Blood recap.
When you came in, the air went out, and every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you.
Okay, so I first have to say I was so excited that True Blood had returned.
I know,
it's
I've been
like
looking forward to it. You know, it's a fun show.
I
really like it.
And it's like it really kicks off summer because I've
yeah.
been watching in the past seven
yeah.
seasons.
I can't believe it's been on that long.
Right. So much fun. You've read the books.
Yes, I have read the books.
We do know that the producers of the HBO show completely went
way off the rails.
Right.
Like, they're not, yeah.
And they did pick and choose.
Yeah, there are
little
things
pieces.
Here and there that are same. The first couple seasons were more in line with the books than the rest of them have. Because I mean, there's a lot of stuff in the series now that never happened in the books. You
right.
know, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. I do like some of the storylines they've had, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't know.
And basically, this picked up right.
Yeah,
where
it left off
last
season. And like I was telling you, I was like, I'm glad they had that recap before the episode
Ooh.
Because I can't remember a lot of this stuff like
right.
at all. So I'm glad they did that refresher.
Because
mm-hmm. I was like, oh yeah, that happened.
That's right.
Oh yeah, Sam's the mayor.
Yeah, and who are these other people? But yeah, picked up right where. And this episode is called Jesus Gonna Be Here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, episode one of 10 episodes.
10 episodes.
This
yeah.
This season. And again, like you said, right out of the gate, we picked up with the with the infected vampires.
Yeah, they're having this little arriving. Mixer because they, you know, they come into this thing where they're going to have, because they know of these Hep V infected vampires, that they're out there. So they're like, okay, we're going to have a vampire for every human, so y'all stay safe. You know, you can feed the vampire will keep you safe, this sort of thing. Anyway, they're all mixing it Merlots. Well, it's now Belle Fleurs, I think, right? Anyway, they're having a little party there, and that's when all these vampires come up, like these crazy vampires who are sick, come up and, you know, start attacking everybody. It was a little bit of a mayhem. A lot of mayhem. It was
which is a great way to start the season. Yeah. You know, Jason's girlfriend, Violet, I think that's her name. Yes.
Is that her name?
Yes,
yeah.
Saved him. You know, Sam was naked. After they took Nicole.
Yeah, one of the...
Who's pregnant. I totally forgot.
About that, too. Yeah, so...
And they took Holly,
They took Arlene. These vampires kidnapped a bunch of people. Arlene, Holly, Nicole. They killed a bunch of people. There's, like, feeding on people. And it was an all-out war.
And then, of course, we go to Letty Mae. And Tara. You know, Tara trying to talk her into, we got to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, this big,
big
infected vampire shows up and he and Tara start fighting and then whatever cuts away
to some more fighting. I don't remember exactly what happened.
And then all of a sudden,
They hear like a whistle, and that's when all the vampires just disperse. They're like, they just disappear.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't explain what that was.
No,
not in this episode.
And so at this point, Alcide already took off. He took off after Sam.
Alcide and Sam, because Sam saw Nicole get
taken.
So he took off, turned into a dog, took off, and Alcide took off after him. I guess it's just to help him. I don't know.
This is one of many holes I felt there were in this episode.
Anyway, the fighting finally ends, and everyone's, you know, freaking out and everything. And then we go to find Letty Mae.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, if you haven't watched it, we don't want to spoil anything. But we go and see Letty Mae, and there's a pile of a vampire dude there. And turns out Tara's dead. That's what Letty says. Letty says that the big vampire killed Tara. And I was shocked.
I was too.
I was like, are you kidding me, Tara?
Even after last season where her head was basically blown off.
I know.
Right?
I know. So
and then
shocked.
To just waste her just out of the gate.
That's the thing. Like, that's what makes me think that maybe she's really not dead.
Something happened.
Because we didn't see her die on screen. And, you know, with Pam being Tara's maker, you would think that Pam would sense that. She didn't sense anything.
And throughout the episode,
as far as we know,
she didn't sense anything.
So, I'm really hoping that she's not actually dead.
Right.
I really hope that's not the case.
Because I still think it's kind of shitty storytelling.
I would think it'd be real shitty.
A main character for 7 seasons, and then she's not even, you don't even give her a proper
true
death.
Exactly.
But
I mean,
again, we got to remember, we saw Bill die at the end of season 5.
That's true.
I mean, he had little blood or
that's
whatever.
That's the thing. It's like, I don't feel like she's actually gone at this point. Because
right.
she's such a big character and such a beloved character, that I don't think they would just waste it that way.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I just don't see that happening. And if that is the way they're going, that is shitty.
Ooh,
because
it's real shitty.
A lot of people love Tara. And they've spent so many seasons developing her character. So,
right.
you know. Why invest all that time and energy into her character if you're just going to waste her that way?
Right, and it's not like, from what I remember, they didn't kill any other vampires.
I don't know.
I mean, we don't know. Like, and why in the hell were they taking humans? You know, like...
Well, so they could feed on them.
Right, but I mean, we hadn't heard anything like this before. Like, you know, I don't...
Well, this is a different breed of vampire because they're all so desperate and sick that they need blood, and so they're a little crazy. And a lot of them, I think, are probably new vampires, too, maybe. So it's a little...
Right.
Yeah.
And you don't necessarily see vampires killing vampires, even if they're infected. They will... Can't they infect the vampires?
I don't know. I don't know if other vampires can infect the vampires. I don't know.
But it's like,
it's
why kill... Like, he was so... He could just toss her away, you know, like...
But, I mean... I think vampires don't care. Like, they'll kill each other if they have to. you know.
But he didn't have a stake or anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To,
I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know.
That's
anyway.
Just the thing that just kind of really
yeah.
drove me
mm-hmm.
batty right out of the gate. It's like, oh my God, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There are a lot of holes. You know, I've read a lot of articles, comments. People don't think she's dead.
Yeah.
And we, again, spoiler alert, just read an article about them saying that we are going to see her again in Visions.
In Visions, Letty Mae's
Visions. Letty Mae's Visions. And she's nuttier than...
Well, yeah, she's nutty. And,
right.
you know, now what's her name? Willow? Willa? The one vampire who was taking care of her vampire. She's the governor's daughter. Who's her new
vampire? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's the one who's with
Letty
Mae.
I totally forgot about her, too.
Yeah.
So we have all these characters.
Letty Mae got hurt, and Willa said, like, hey, drink my blood so you can heal. And since she got all high on V,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that's why she's a little... She's nutty anyway, but the V is making her
right.
crazier,
right.
you know, so... And...
Willa's the one character from... The new character from last season that I'm like,
I
want to
like,
see
yeah.
more
I agree.
Her.
I do like her.
Right.
She's good in this episode.
I feel like we're wasting precious
yeah.
time
mm-hmm.
with the characters that we really like,
mm-hmm.
and instead we are forced to... I mean, Nicole barely had a speaking line in the episode. Thank God.
Yeah.
I really wish they would have taken her. We'd never see her ever again.
Yeah.
And
like we were talking...
And
I'm
Violet
just,
with Jason, I don't care.
I don't care. I don't like... I didn't like it last season. I'm not liking it this season.
Right.
Like I said, I just don't... What is the point? That's what I... What is the point of this? Because
mm-hmm.
it's just... It seems so unnecessary to me. Like...
Right.
I don't know.
I feel like I want to see more of a... I mean, how great would this be? You would have a... Jason, Jessica, Lafayette, and her boyfriend
mm-hmm.
triangle kind of thing. Instead
yeah.
of now we it's a Violet. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I hope they. I don't like it.
Clean it up, True Blood.
I
clean
know.
Up the episode.
I know. You know, we only have 10 episodes left.
Nine.
And yeah, there's just. I think there's some things you could trim the fat
right.
a little bit.
And
yeah.
we don't get to see Eric.
No, we didn't see
at
Eric.
All.
I know. He better be in, like, an episode. Like, he better be in the next episode.
Right.
Like, if we have to wait five, like, half the season
right.
to see him, I'm going to be real upset.
Mm-hmm.
So, I
right.
don't know.
And, of course, and I'm going to find it here real quick as we get to talking about Pam. But we need to see Eric. And it's like she's on a mission to find him.
Yeah.
Why does she have to find him? Like... Why is he hiding? What is the deal?
And that's the thing. I was trying to remember last season, and I think he disappeared for some... Like, he wanted to disappear for some reason. I don't remember why exactly. Like, that's why he let Pam go. That's why he, you know, released her from him. And that's why he went so far away. He wanted to disappear for some reason. I can't remember why. So I think that's what the problem... Like, he's still in hiding, still disappeared. He doesn't want to be found.
Okay.
I think that's what it is. So I don't remember the reason, but I know that was a thing. Something like that. I can't remember. But you know, now Pam's on a mission
right.
to find him. So...
So... I thought the highlight of the entire episode was Pam.
Pam was great. Oh, absolutely.
And she has the best line.
She is
ever.
So good.
So I want to read you one quote from her. Oh, and they were playing this roulette.
Yeah, Russian roulette thing with another
vampire. Why are they standing
in buckets? Yeah, I did too.
And then you realize because
it didn't. It took me a moment to realize that guy is a vampire too.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
you
right.
know.
So, here's what she said. This was such a... This... I don't know who writes for Pam.
Whoever... They must have a fun job to write
right.
for Pam.
they should have an Emmy for some of the lines. So, she's like, tell you what. Your God and my God can go to a motel and have a circle jerk for all I care. I'll be in hell having a three-way with the devil.
Yeah.
I mean...
so good. Anyway, when we first see Pam, she's in Morocco. They're in this market. They're having this Russian lit things happening and... She wins.
She wins.
So she gets the money. And then later on, we see another scene with her. And she got a note from the one guy, I guess, who was running that roulette thing. She's like, take this to somebody else. And
mm-hmm.
they go, and she gives a note to this guy. And he's like, here's my daughter.
Right.
Feed on my daughter. So I guess the only clean blood is in children. So I guess this V thing is worldwide now. Like this Hep V thing, this tainted blood.
It already makes me not want to watch.
Yes.
I'm just saying, it was so complicated. Why did we have to have a vampire virus, and why is it still part of the story? Like,
well,
they were all saying, oh, we're going to get back to Bon Tons. Well, I feel like we're not. Like,
no.
And some, and I don't know. I don't know. I just,
you know, well, I mean,
there's really not a storyline right now that I'm excited about.
Mm.
You know, it's like, there wasn't a lot of fun in the episode. There was some sex.
There was some
Jason's
sex,
ass,
yeah.
And whatever, and Sookie's boobs.
Uh-huh.
Where was Alcide's ass? I have no
I know.
Idea.
Come
we'll
on
still
now.
Be working on it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I just felt like it's just not fun. It wasn't fun watching.
Well, I think it'll get fun. I hope it'll. I'm sure
right.
It will. Because essentially they're picking up right where it left off last time. So I think that's they have to get the drama in there right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though, I mean, we had these moments of fun, you know, with funny things with Pam and Lafayette and,
right.
You know, all that stuff. So, you know, I don't know. Anyway.
I did like the Jessica Adeline.
I really like that, too. Yeah.
Storyline.
I did, too.
But I'm still a little confused on the Lafayette, whatever the hell his name is.
I don't know what his name is. He is Jessica's new boyfriend.
Well...
Well, she's the guy, you know, she met
his,
when they were in...
Her gay boyfriend.
And they have recast that actor. This is not the same actor who played him last season. I think this actor's hotter. Mick and I disagree on that.
No, let's go. Let's go find this out right now.
But,
I really thought that he was... I know he was on a... I think he had been on a soap opera before.
But I do like him, and I like his character so far, so...
Yeah.
And he is... He is paired up with Lafayette, you know, because every human has to have a vampire. So he's paired up with Lafayette.
Mm-hmm.
And I really love Lafayette where he was like, hey, I gotta get high before we do anything else. Or so, I don't know. The way he's just so good. I love him. So,
right.
But it was a nice scene between those two,
mm-hmm.
You know. So, and like, yeah, I think there is some sort of gay romance.
Oh, yeah.
There.
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, oh, well, maybe we have a bisexual vampire.
I guess so.
But
mm-hmm.
Then again, it's like, I really could care less about seeing a love triangle between Jessica,
mm-hmm.
James is his name,
James.
And Lafayette.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess. I think Jessica and Jason are going to end up again together, I bet. Unless Hoyt comes back, but I don't see them bringing him back.
No,
I don't see
no,
that.
No, I don't think so either.
No.
But they should.
They should. It would be nice to see him.
Because
we saw
Hoyt's mother
yeah.
in this episode, and she's fantastic.
She is fun. I do like her.
At first, when I heard a major character resigning, I thought it was going to be her.
I thought it would be her, too.
Or
and
Holly.
Maybe she will die. I don't know. There's still time.
Maybe. But, I mean, out of the gate.
Out of
I
the
thought,
gate, yeah.
Out of, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you mean.
I can see that.
But, yeah, back to Jessica and the fairy, Andy's daughter. I do like that because... Jessica, you know, had said, you know, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure she's safe. And I really like that the girl's like, I should hate you, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was just a really nice scene, those two together.
Right.
And they're not, you know, Jessica's a teenager, and so is this fairy girl. You know, she's only really a few weeks old or something, but...
Right.
but it was nice when they were, like, just talking like girlfriends. It was...
Mm-hmm.
It was really sweet, so... And then she did protect her from one of those super vamps who are all... He's super hot! Look at him! No.
What?
No, dark hair is better.
The not face.
No.
This...
No. Much better.
Ew, I don't
no,
think so at
I
all.
Think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're comparing Luke Grimes to the new guy, Nathan Parsons.
No, I like new guy better. But I like dark hair, so it's just me.
Hmm. Hmm. Okay.
Alright.
I am definitely the minority on this one.
Yes, you are.
Which is fine. I'm used to it. But overall, I mean, what do you think of the episode?
I mean, it was okay. You know, it didn't blow me away like I was hoping it would. You know, being the first episode after so long, first episode of the final season, I was expecting really to be really excited and everything, but I wasn't. You know, I was shocked when Tara died. in quotation marks.
And it really set me off for the rest of the episode. I didn't even enjoy the Jason sex scenes. I wouldn't even look. I didn't care. Like, and I didn't like her. I don't like Violet.
I don't like
the storyline.
I don't like that either. I don't.
Oh, True Blood. I'm really disappointed.
Also what happened in this episode, somebody saw Sam shift back into himself from a dog.
Oh, yeah, right. And it's like,
now
the old
guy
might just kill him. Just shoot him.
Just kill him. No,
like, Andy, why are we wasting time with these people?
Yeah, and there was a whole gang of people who are, obviously are not fans of vampires, who are going to find the vampires.
But here's the thing, it's like, we're back in Bontons, and now we're against these humans that none of us know. We don't care about.
No.
We haven't seen for seven. It'd be different if they had these group of humans that we've seen since the beginning that have kind of been weaved in and out. And it's like, I don't care if Andy shoots them.
No.
Shoot them all.
I think that's kind of the point. They're supposed to be. You're not supposed to like them, because they are obviously crazy.
But if there's a relationship that they've had,
I agree.
You could understand that the importance of keeping this relationship and building. But it's like, I don't care about these people. Okay, so they're against vampires.
Yeah,
I've never met them before.
I know.
The one guy was pretty cute, but I don't care.
Oh yeah, the young one. Yeah,
right.
I don't know, but then the whole town's, pissed off about the vampires and stuff, so...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's... But Andy is... He and Bill were going to find those... Find a den where these vampires are hanging out. They find it, and then that, gang of angry townspeople find
mm-hmm.
them, too, and Andy and Bill are sort of banding together, even though Andy is like, we're not cool, but, this is for the greater good or whatever. So, anyway. And Holly, Nicole, and Arlene, and one of the sheriffs. Who's dead now, but one of them, and some other people, they're at Fantasia, which is now shut down. That's where all the vampires are holding up, eating their victims. So, they're all just chained down in the dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
So, Which I don't understand why nobody would think to look
good
there.
Fantasia.
I mean,
right.
It's shut down, but
it's in Shreveport.
It's
still.
In Shreveport, but it's, I don't know, 15 minutes away? I don't know how far Shreveport is from Bontemps, but it's close enough to be like, hey, maybe they went to Fantasia.
Right.
Where did all the vampires just hang out?
Fantasia.
Oh, the vampire bar that was owned by vampires? That one.
That
we
one.
Should go check that one out. Yeah, no one thought to think that.
Right.
Yeah.
The one where in season one, we're like, where are we going to meet vampires?
Yeah.
Fantasia.
Fantasia. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
True Blood, you better.
I was disappointed. I was just not what I was hoping for. So I hope it gets better.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to really keep an open mind. I was so excited about this episode.
I know.
And then
I
just right out of the gate, it was disappointing. And it's like, I have given up shows in just the last few months that I'm never watching.
But this is the
Glee is one of them. Glee's in its last season.
That's true.
I'm never watching Glee again. I don't care. Because it's just like, they're not staying true to what the show is. It's like, you can't just change everything. And then it's like, we're going to kill a main character right out of the gate in your last season.
I know.
Okay, if we were four or five episodes in.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Cool. But the first 5 minutes of the first episode of last season, I'm a little pissed off about that.
Right.
So.
But again, maybe they'll make it up to us and there's some reason.
Yeah,
exactly.
Maybe there is a greater point to her dying right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll find out. And then that's okay.
Right.
But right now I'm not happy with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And then the preview that they showed was this season on True Blood. And
yeah.
It's like, I feel like the preview I just saw, we're not going very far. We still have these humans who are being captured by these vampires.
Yes.
It's like.
And I gathered is they go to a different town that had been.
Right.
I guess overtaken or completely eaten by these crazy vampires or something.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like, and how?
I'm sure there's a greater point to it. There has to be. I would hope.
There better be.
Well, we saw flashbacks of Bill's family too.
And he was like, why are we going back over Bill's family?
Let's hope there's something there also. It was like, we get it.
Oh, yeah, we saw at the end of the episode.
Yeah. We had that flashback of his family on the porch and. I don't know, maybe...
We've been there before.
I bet, I don't know, maybe...
I feel like it's lazy writing.
I think it's probably meant to be symbolic or something, who knows, I don't know.
At this point, we have 8 episodes left.
Yeah, I know. It's like, yeah, I know, he's
we're wasting
the war.
Time.
He, you know,
right.
Yeah, we get it, he's old, we know.
Yeah.
They just has to, like, I feel like everything they do from this point on has to have a reason.
Right.
Like, you can't just do it to do it, so mm-hmm. That's what I don't know.
All right. Well, we obviously want to know what you think. You can, you know, obviously email us, Facebook us,
mm-hmm.
Twitter, A Gal and a Gay. Because anyway, I mean, I am going to stick this stupid show out until the end.
I am going to watch it because I have hope that it will get good, better,
right.
Hopefully. It is the last season I have to watch
right.
it, so.
But
yeah.
Everyone I know that has watched it is a True Blood fan. Pretty disappointed.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
And just think, this just replaced Game of Thrones.
I know. Well,
they're two different shows,
different audiences, but yeah,
yeah,
it's still.
I feel like they are at the end of their
rope. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Anyway, yeah. So just comment and email us or Facebook us or tweet us and tell us what you think.
Yeah, let's get this conversation going. I want to hear what you guys thought.
Yeah, because I would like to hear...
Some of the good and the bad.
Yeah.
What
you thought of it. So please do that. And speaking of True Blood, they're working on a musical, possibly, of True Blood.
Which sounds dangerous. Real dangerous. But then again, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, they did it.
They did? They made a musical?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know
they
that.
Did a musical episode. And apparently it
No, this is
going to
be like a stage production. So.
Right. But, and we're not sure if it's going to be the same actors.
Yeah.
But then again... It says that Stephen Moyer...
Well, yeah, Stephen Moyer, like, he sings and dances.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he could do it.
And
yeah.
I know she sings, too, I think.
Yeah, I think she does.
Yeah.
She might. I doubt that they would all be in it, but, you know, it's kind of cool. I think
mm-hmm.
I'd go see it. I would.
Right. Well, it looks like they don't know if... I mean, it possibly could air on HBO.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That was what it was saying. So, I don't know. They've done all kinds of shows, you know.
That's true.
All kinds of shows. Wizard of Oz,
mm-hmm.
obviously was one, but then they, you know, with Wicked and Legally Blonde, which is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
They
would Bring It On.
It was good, yeah. So, True Blood the Musical.
I know. It'd be interesting. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
would probably see
yeah.
it. I would definitely see it if it's the regular cast.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, let Eric Northen be in that. Naked and singing.
Oh, yeah. Nudity.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a great idea. I love it.
Speaking of musicals, they're developing a possibly, or I don't know if yeah, they are, or, you know, Beatles TV show.
Mm-hmm.
TV show about the Beatles is in the works. So, I gotta find this. Where is this?
I want, wow. There's so much music to choose from.
I wonder if it's going to be like, I mean, is it going to be about them, their rise to fame and whatnot?
Probably. Deadline reported that it basically sort of be an 8-episode show. Covering the careers of all of them.
Hmm.
And how the band was formed to their breakup.
Mm-hmm.
Again, something I would definitely watch.
Yeah,
I would like to
watch
know,
it. Yeah.
You know, learn a little bit more about the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's, like, sometimes I'll hear a song and I'm like, oh, that was so great. And they're like, oh, you know, it's originally a Beatles song. It's like, what?
Yeah, I know.
Because I wasn't,
yeah.
When I was growing up, I didn't really know much about the Beatles.
No,
I mean,
I knew that they were the Beatles,
but we grew up with country.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. You know, my dad was really into Beatles, and he still is, and so, I mean, I can't say I know a lot about the Beatles,
mm-hmm.
but I think this would be an interesting show, and they have such a big influence on so many things
and
people that, yeah.
They started.
Exactly.
The
so
pop culture or pop music.
Yeah, so, I mean,
movement.
So I think making a show about them, that makes sense, and I think it would do well, so
mm-hmm.
I think it's a good idea, so.
What about Saved by the Bell, the musical? Now that would be really good. Right?
I think there's an audience for it, for sure. I think people would see it, no matter what.
Yeah.
They're not making a musical, but Lifetime is making a sort of behind-the-scenes thing, movie about it. It's going to air on Lifetime. It's like Saved by the Bell, the unauthorized story. So it's like what the actors went through on the set and all the drama behind the scenes and all that stuff. So you and I were talking, and we both were really not that much into Saved by the Bell.
No. And I think the reason I wasn't into Saved by the Bell, I grew up in the country.
Mm-hmm.
It was all antenna. Uh-huh. NBC was the one station that barely came in.
Oh, really?
So if I wanted to watch something, it was just like, it was basically just all kind of fuzz. But there were good days. There were times when NBC came in crystal clear. And it was weird because that was the one station I ended up working for.
Yeah, I know, that's really weird.
Ago.
I know, it's really weird.
So weird to think about. Did you ever, you probably were not. You're probably too young, but there was a show, actually speaking of musicals, on NBC, there was a show called Rags to Riches.
No.
And it was my favorite show. It was sort of like a kind of Annie-esque.
Yeah?
Because, like, this rich guy ends up adopting these six girls.
Oh, yeah, that's
what I mean. It was so good. Mm-hmm. I need to look back on Netflix. I would love to watch that. It went on for a couple seasons. Just the actors.
Yeah, never heard of it. But
yeah, Rags to Riches. And there were, and some of the songs were just so catchy. And I feel like they took some like classic songs and they worked them into the story. And it wasn't like, oh, now we break out into song.
Uh-huh.
Like it flowed really well. Obviously, I was a kid.
Yeah,
maybe
it's not as good as you remember.
Right, but there were so many shows when I was a kid that I really want to go back and watch again. Another one was Cover Up. That was on ABC. Jennifer O'Neill, about this modeling agency. And they had a really hot bodyguard.
Huh.
And so he would protect the girls. He actually died on set.
Oh.
At the end of the first season or second. It was one of those freak accidents.
That's
where someone was pointing a gun and it was actually loaded.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was hot. Right. It was the music. You've heard that song, I'm Holding Out for a Hero Till the End of the Night. Yeah, that was the theme song of Cover Up.
Oh.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was so good.
Huh.
It was sort of like a Charlie's Angel, yeah, Richard Anderson. It was kind of like a sort of Charlie's Angels, kind of without necessarily the camp. I don't know, it's hard to
What year was that?
84 to 85.
Oh, wow. That was real little.
Oh, yeah. Here he is.
Oh, my God. He was hot.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yep.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Such a good show.
Wow.
Yeah. So, anyway, way, way off.
Way off. Way off.
We are so good at that.
I know, we really are.
So.
And we're making a Saved by the Bell movie, guys. That's what we were talking about.
And it's actually coming out in September.
Yeah.
It's on Lifetime.
Yeah, it's on Lifetime. So, look forward to that. Like I said, I just, for whatever reason, I didn't watch Saved by the Bell when I was a kid. I watched pretty much damn near anything else, but I didn't watch that. So, anyway, that's all our TV news, it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's time for movie news.
Movie news. Okay, movie news. So, big movie came out this week in Transformers.
Yes.
Four, right?
It's kind of, it's not a reboot, but
it's like a start of a new trilogy?
Yeah.
Or something
mm-hmm.
to that effect?
Right.
Age of Extinction. So
yep.
It's called?
Yep.
Yes. Okay.
Did you see any of the previous?
I saw the first two. I didn't see the third one.
I saw all three. I can't remember the third. Third was all right. But Shia LaBeouf really, I really liked him in the first.
I did too. You know,
he's crazy.
Shia
now.
LaBeouf. Oh my God.
I really liked the first one. The first one was
fun. Yeah, I liked
fun.
The first one. The second one wasn't terrible. I mean, they're fun popcorn movies. That's
right.
What they are. So.
But critics.
People do not
hate
like this
it.
Movie. The critics
but, you
hate
know,
it. Yeah.
It's
gotten
the top grossing
movie. Yeah, it like broke. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's one of
the. It's going to make money no matter what.
It's
but.
The big blockbuster popcorn movie
yeah.
that's just, you go and just.
In 100 million this weekend.
Right. So we have some local movie critics, especially at the station. And the one, she's like, I like the first hour. She goes, I actually really enjoy the first hour. She goes, the last hour, it's 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
That's way too long.
Way too long.
That is,
she said, basically,
way too long.
There is, for after the first hour, there's like another hour of just nonstop action.
Oh,
nonstop.
My God.
Nonstop. She's like, it's one big, for an hour. And that's over. Come on.
Yeah.
2 hours and 45
minutes.
2 hours
and 40. No way. Now I definitely won't go see
this. Right.
Me
too. I don't want to sit through that
for 3 hours.
Right.
No way. Yeah.
It's Transformers.
It's exactly. Oh my God, Michael Bay. What were you thinking?
Right.
For 2.45. That's crazy.
Yeah. 2.45. Okay. 2 hours.
2 hours?
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
2.10.
2.10.
Maybe 2.15.
Two and a half pushing it?
Oh. But
that's
2.45. That's...
Come on.
Yeah.
You couldn't cut anything else out. I mean.
Right. Wow. But anyway, a lot of people are saying the first half of the movie, and then it's like a whole other movie after that. And it's like, you had such a good first half of a movie. Let it. Just finish it up. Wrap it up.
Yeah, wrap it up. Don't. Yeah.
So.
Okay, well.
Anyway. So, yeah, 2 hours and 45 minutes.
I
will not be seeing it.
No, I won't be seeing it.
And I love these movies.
I know, and I would gladly go see it if it weren't that long. Now that I know it's that long.
What's going on with movies now? Why do they have to... I mean, they're charging more, obviously.
Yeah, they're charging more. I don't know. I mean,
are we just getting old? Is that just the
thing? We are just getting old. That's what it is.
It's sad. It's so sad. Like,
really, though, I mean...
I don't...
2 hours, that's okay. Like... That should be enough time to tell your story, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 2 hours tops.
Well, let's think about it this way. This isn't Star Wars or The Hobbit.
Yes.
Or Lord of the Rings, where they're on a mission. Transformers, it's just nonstop action. It's just for the, just to show off what you can do with a car that turns into a robot.
Exactly.
I mean... Ugh.
I mean, there's just, I don't know.
Even Star Wars. I'd be like, wait a second. 2.45? But again, I saw The Hobbit. I saw, you know.
That's true.
And those are
good.
Like, but those don't feel necessarily like 3 hours.
But those are more story-driven.
Right.
Yeah.
This is not story-driven.
This is.
Right.
You have a purpose. There's blowing shit up. That's
mm-hmm.
really, that's it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, yeah. I don't know. It's just, yeah. I think it is part of the older I get, the more I'm just like, oh, God,
mm-hmm.
do not make me sit in a movie for 2.5 hours, please. I get tired. I get to go to the bathroom. I get hungry. I don't want to do this.
Right. Okay, well, speaking of blowing shit up, Rambo?
Rambo 5.
Of course. Why not? Sylvester Stallone's
done
the Expendables.
Stallone's
going to
make Rambo 5.
Right.
So, there's that.
But like I told you, he also made Rocky.
I know, that's true. He did. Did he make the other Rambos? Do you know?
I don't know. I remember I was too young to see the Rambos, but I did have the Rambo action figure. They had it for Christmas one year.
I wasn't not a fan of the Rambo movies. I remember watching them when I was a kid because my dad watched them. So, but I don't really.
I mean,
I have no interest.
It's just gore,
Stallone
bloody,
is not
shit.
My favorite. I don't really
yeah.
like him, so I'm not really interested in watching anything he's in. So,
mm-hmm.
definitely just don't care. So,
yeah.
But I mean, after the Expendables and everything, like Rambo is pretty popular still. I think amongst the male population
definitely.
For sure. So, I mean, I think he'll make money off of this, no matter what. So,
yeah.
Anyway,
I know one movie that's going to make money is the new Batman versus Superman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's going to make a lot of money,
right.
no matter what.
And it looks like it's just going to be full of...
So many characters.
Right, and now the thing is Jason Momoa, Drago, is going to be Aquaman.
Yeah. So he is for sure going to be Aquaman.
That's what it... He's not denying it, but he's not confirming it kind of thing. I think he'll be perfect.
I think it's going to be awesome seeing him as Aquaman. I'm glad he's
definitely
getting
the build.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because he was so good on Game of Thrones, and I'm really glad that they're, you know, that he's getting out there. So that's good for him.
And so the one rumor is that Jesse Eisenberg, who's playing Lex Luthor, mm-hmm. is not going to look like the iconic Lex Luthor at the beginning.
Yeah.
He's going to start with hair and all that, which cool.
Yeah.
And apparently, the other rumor is that they're going to debut Wonder Woman's costume at Comic-Con
Comic-Con?
In just a couple weeks.
Oh, cool.
And next year, we will be going to Comic-Con.
God, I hope
we
so.
Will.
Yeah.
We will. We're going to have to... We can make it work related.
We can make it work related. I know. We definitely can. I know. So that's what makes it so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
We have a legitimate reason to go.
But that movie is still almost 2 years away.
Yeah, that's still...
That's May of 2016.
Exactly.
And real quick, because I have to throw some Star Wars news in. It looks like Kathleen Kennedy and J.J. Abrams, they want to push...
I saw that article, but they said no, right?
Well, Disney's like, no!
Yeah.
But I... have a feeling that they're going to have to.
They're going
to
get...
Number one, they want to move it to May 4th of 2016.
That's,
how can you
I
not...
Know, that's
to,
that's
like, I want to see Star Wars
that's brilliant.
Out. As,
I mean,
come on.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Like
Harrison
what,
Ford's injury may...
Yeah.
This was probably the... This was the reason.
This is right. The Star Wars gods made
But
it
I will
happen.
Tell you that if fucking Tom Cruise is in Star Wars, I am going to...
There's
a rumor that he's going to have a cameo of some kind.
Oh, my God.
Because of this delay in production because of Harrison Ford's injury.
Who's he going to be? What's he going to do? Like,
I don't know.
It's just Tom Cruise. He never dies.
Well, because Tom Cruise works with J.J. Abrams on Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
I do not want Tom Cruise in
You won't even notice him. You know, like, he's the kind of actor who just pops up in things and sometimes you don't realize it's him.
Like that Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
So...
I guess, but whatever. I don't want him in Star Wars. I don't want him anywhere near Star Wars.
Yeah, no.
Edge of Tomorrow did terrible. I still want to see the movie.
I
want to
see
I've
it.
Heard
it's great. Things, yeah, but it
but
did terrible.
Tom Cruise,
he's an interesting man.
He is an interesting man.
Yeah.
And people are not following him to the box office anymore.
No, I know.
They
I
are.
Know.
And
you know,
he
was
Star
on
Wars.
The Nerdist podcast recently. And
yeah.
Did you listen to
I
it?
I listened to it.
And it was...
He didn't really reveal that much.
No, it was...
But it was... I liked him.
I liked him on the podcast, but he's very intense. You
yeah.
seem like... You can tell he's a very intense,
mm-hmm.
like, guy. He doesn't just do
yeah.
things for no reason.
I liked the stories about Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Paul Newman.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
It was actually... It was a very enjoyable podcast,
mm-hmm.
but yes, but he's a very intense guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's very serious about his
yeah.
acting and everything. So, I mean, that's... And, you know... He's a megastar, so obviously
right.
being serious about what you do is going to get you far. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
it was an interesting interview. So,
speaking of Star Wars and other things coming out in 2016, Star Trek.
Yeah, that's right. They're going to put the new Star
coming
Trek
out in 2016. How crazy would it be that J.J. Abrams' old, you know, movie franchise would be competing?
Oh my God!
With Star
could
Wars.
You imagine?
Yeah, I mean, Star Wars.
What
is
do you think
way...
they would put Star Wars out at the same time, because that's going to be like that's going to be crazy fandom.
Yeah, but the thing is, even J.J. Abrams' Star Trek movies, they really didn't, they're not as big at the box office
yeah.
as you would think.
Yeah.
And I liked both of his movies, but I will tell you that both times, the first one I watched and the second one, I'm like, this feels more like Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. You
so it only makes
that.
Sense that
yeah.
he's, you know, he...
Yeah.
He's directing Star Wars.
Yeah, so that's coming out in 2016, the new one.
What about what about our nude fest of 50 Shades of?
Oh, they put out some pictures of the like stills from the movie, and they just really put a picture out of whatever his name is, the gray guy, the Christian Gray, is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
He looks good looking guy. I have not read these books. The movie comes out on.
You
that
haven't
list.
Read these
no,
books?
No, I have not read
I
them.
I thought you had.
No, Jaja read them, or JJ, whatever. Our friend, Jujubee.
There we go.
Sorry, I just outed you. She's a friend of ours. She's read them. I just don't really want to read them. I don't know.
It's not young adult enough for you.
Yes, exactly. you know me well. But the movie comes out on Valentine's Day next year.
Of course it
does. Of course, exactly. So,
right.
I don't know if people are excited about it, so.
Okay. Well, the one movie that I would be excited to see is the Pacific Rim sequel,
yeah, you know,
which it sounds like.
I didn't see the first one, but I hear it's pretty
good. Yeah, I enjoyed
it.
Yeah, it was fun.
I hear it's really good.
I mean, it was a popcorn movie, but it was sort of an intelligent popcorn movie, which,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's kind of like a take on, not Godzilla, but you know, the big kind of monster movies, and he did a great job with it. What's his name? Del Toro.
Guillermo
Del Toro. Yeah, he did a great job.
He's made some really great movies, and he's working on that new FX series, The Strain about the Vampires. And that comes out. That starts next month, next month. So I'm excited for that. But yeah, he's made some great movies. So yeah, he's got a darker twist to things, and I kind of like that. So I've been meaning to watch it. I just haven't.
One movie that I don't know if I'm excited about would be a new Scooby-Doo movie.
I don't think we need another Scooby-Doo movie.
I really don't.
I don't think we need it. Yeah, but they're rebooting Scooby-Doo again. Again, too soon.
Right.
Like, they just did another one, 10 years ago. I don't think we need another one, but it's going to be, another live action. It's not going to have the same actors, but it's going to be, another live action.
But, again, maybe they'll... I mean, with Scooby-Doo, you can't really do it darker or make it... It has to be campy.
It has to be campy.
So,
really
the one thing I didn't like about the first series is they turned Scrappy into a villain.
I didn't see any of the Scooby-Doo movies.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
With Freddie Prinze Jr.
No,
and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
No, I never did see any of them because I wasn't into it. Like,
the first one was fine. But they turned Scrappy into a villain.
I didn't love Scooby-Doo when I was a kid. I liked it, but I wasn't that into it. I don't know. I just really wasn't that into it as a kid. Don't ask me. I don't know.
I love Scooby-Doo.
I don't know.
I
remember
that's
watching
what
I'd
come
it,
home from school and watch every afternoon.
It just wasn't something I was real into when I was a kid. don't ask me.
Mm.
I was a weird kid.
Just weird kid. Just weird kid. Didn't grow out of it. But.
Anyway. They're going to do that because that's what Hollywood does now.
I know. They do.
Reboots are reboots.
Oh, God. It's ridiculous.
I know. So, what's your last one? Oh, Father of the Bride 3, they're going to work on.
With a twist.
With a twist.
Yes.
What's the twist? The twist is it's gay. Gay wedding.
And Steve Martin actually said that he wanted it.
I actually kind of like this. I think it's good. I think it would be neat.
Wasn't he in Father of the Bride 2?
Wasn't he? Yeah, wasn't he?
Did he have any other kids that could be gay?
Oh, God, I don't know. It's been so long since I've seen those movies.
But that... There we go. Making it different.
Exactly. Making it different. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Which by the time this movie comes out, it'll be the law of the land, so...
This is true. That's true.
Yeah. Which is exciting.
Yeah,
I would definitely watch it.
I liked those movies when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. And Diane Keaton's in it.
I love
her so much. Okay. Maddie. I don't know whoever Maddie was. I guess I was one of the kids.
Mm.
But he's grown up and he's going to get married to a Navy SEAL.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew that she had other siblings. I didn't remember.
But,
if
they
made him gay or if they were just so young that... Whatever.
But. Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay, well, that's it.
Finally. We wrapped it all up for you guys.
We did, yeah. We were trying to get quickly through this because our dinner's coming.
And True Blood is almost done.
True Blood's almost done. So, yeah, we were trying to wrap that up. So, that's it.
Right. Well, as always, guys, you can always follow us, please, on Twitter at A Gallon of Gay.
And Facebook at Gallon of Gay, or email us at gallonofgay@gmail.com. So, please do that. Reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. Also, go to iTunes and rate us. We'd love some ratings or some comments. Please do that. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, please.
So, that's all for this episode.
Have a good week.
See you all next time.